Real-time video of the Pelosi attack went unnoticed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. U.S. Capitol Police had live security camera views of the speaker's home last Friday, but apparently weren't watching.
Sources tell Fox News U.S. Capitol Police have cameras outside the San Francisco home of Speaker Pelosi, but no one was paying attention when David DePape allegedly used a hammer to smash his way in. Officers were looking at a live feed from many cameras, but Fox is told Capitol Police pay less attention to cameras when one of its protectees is away, and the House Speaker was in Washington, not at her home at the time of the attack. A Capitol Police officer is said to have noticed police lights on the street near the Pelosi home after the break-in occurred.
Fox's Jill Nato, a not guilty plea has been entered on behalf of the attack suspect. More tensions rising on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea firing at least 17 missiles into the sea and scores of artillery rounds, including one that landed near South Korea's maritime border. Japan's Coast Guard says a ballistic missile has been fired in its direction, but it has also fallen into the sea. In response to the North, South Korea says it has test-fired air-to-surface missiles. Pyongyang has warned it considers U.S. joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises as a provocation. President Biden making campaign stops for Democrat candidates in Florida yesterday, saying next week's midterm elections are crucial.
The decisions we make, the decisions you make over the next 2 to 3 years are going to determine the fate of this country, not a joke, for the next decade to two decades.
The president said if Democrats maintain control of the Congress, they will protect abortion by writing it into federal law. With about 80% of the ballots counted, it appears that former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed for victory in the Israeli parliamentary elections. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The man accused of killing seven people at a suburban Chicago Independence Day parade was in court on Tuesday.
Robert Cremo III appeared in Lake County Court Tuesday for a routine hearing, with his attorneys asking for more time to go over evidence on 117 counts for allegedly opening fire on Highland Park's July 4th parade, killing seven and injuring dozens of others. Cremo's pled not guilty and remains jailed without bail. He's also been named in several civil suits that are also filed against his father and a rifle manufacturer, though records show that Cremo passed background checks even after local police notified the state of Illinois over previous contacts, calling Cremo a clear and present danger. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Russian news agencies report the country has launched a Soyuz rocket into space to place a Russian military satellite into orbit. The launch coming only hours after SpaceX launched its Falcon Heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral, boosting into orbit satellites to serve the U.S. Space Force. A California college has finally booted a squatter off campus after months of trying.
A man pretended to be a student and lived in several Stanford University dorms for at least 10 months. A spokeswoman says the university's Department of Public Safety cited him for violating the law the first time he was found living in a dorm back in December of 2021. But that didn't deter him, and he kept living the campus life. Since then, Stanford police officers obtained multiple stay-away letters, but had trouble finding the accused squatter. He reportedly changed dorms several times before they were able to remove him. Tom Graham, Fox News.
In Game 3 of the World Series, the Phillies blasted 5 home runs last night, tying a World Series record to beat the Astros 7-0. They now lead the series 2-1. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.